Now, there seems to be a pretty interesting social movement that has hit the waves within the commercial and business sector. And for all the shareholders and investors, it is possibly the company's social responsibility ratings that have become of higher value to the financial performance outcomes. B Corp, which is better known as the Benefit Corporation, now reports on the organization's workplace culture and employee engagement, but also the impact made on the social, environmental, and community aspects. This morning, we have B-Lab's Executive Director, Alicia Darville, to speak with us about the certification. She's on the line now. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So to start off with, could you just explain to us what B-Corp and B-Lab actually is for those of us who haven't heard of it?
Sure. I work for B-Lab, which is a not-for-profit that looks after B Corps in Australia and New Zealand. And B Corps are for-profit businesses that have a social or environmental mission predominantly at the core of what their operations are. And they hold themselves to a greater degree of accountability and transparency around their relationship with the governance, workers, community and environment. And they have this third-party certification by B Lab that they're walking the talk and not just greenwashing.
So why is it that they've become such a popular choice for businesses?
I think that many entrepreneurs are driven to change the world. And I think the concept of a business that is set up to solve a social or environmental purpose is not a new one. In the body shop, as a young kid, I remember very much the thinking behind the body shop and being attracted to its products because of its work in the Amazon, as well as the fabulous smells. So it's not a new concept, but B-Lab was really set up to support those entrepreneurs who are trying to create the change. And I think increasingly we want to work in a place that aligns with our values. And that idea of going to work and changing the world, as well as taking home a pay packet, is just so compelling and so increasingly important, as the wicked problems of the world can't be solved by the government and not-for-profit sector alone. We really need the business sector to lift and be a much stronger part of the community and look after both their shareholders and their stakeholders.
Well, it sounds absolutely brilliant. What type of organisations can become a B Corp? Is there any limit to this at all?
No limit. We have B Corps that are owned and operated by one person who are winning globally. We have a Best for the World competition, and there are Australian B Corps with one owner-operator who are Best for the World. And then there are B Corps that have thousands and thousands of staff. One of the biggest is one called Laureate, who is a university group globally that runs Torrens University in Australia.
So on that note, are there any other notable ones from Australia and New Zealand, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're all fabulous and notable in their sectors, but I guess the ones that the listeners might know, the big global ones that many people identify with are Patagonia, Ben & Jerry's and Etsy. But in Australia, there are B Corps like Stone & Wood. Their beer, as diverse as Kester Black, the phenomenal nail polish, and their founder just won Telstra Businesswoman of the Year. And there are law firms like Mark Lawyers. And we have everything from, as I said, one-person accountancy firms right up to global health companies like Aspen Medical Group. So it's quite a diverse group. There is no one sector that's predominantly represented, but it's all driven by people who want to use business as a force for good. So it's that values alignment that is the key factor to all of them.
So you mentioned there that I suppose there's no one sector that is more represented than the other. But from your experience, do you think that B Corp would suit the government or commercial sector more, I guess?
Well, you need to be a for-profit business to become a B Corp, because B Lab's aim is to support people using business as a force for good. So in terms of the government sector, we're working quite closely with the federal government at the moment, because there's two things that we want to do and to help entrepreneurs. And one is to provide this credible third-party standard, which, as I said, was to show that they're walking the talk. But the other thing that we think they need is a way to support their directors around the board table to make decisions that are advantageous to both shareholders and stakeholders and effectively protect them as they make long-term decisions that are in line with their purpose. And so we've been working with the federal government to create a new legal form called the Benefit Company, and that will allow a company to be established from the very beginning, embedding its purpose into its constitution. So at the risk of corporate law before my first coffee, it's incredibly important to be able to, make sure that these companies are set up by these very driven entrepreneurs can, in the long term, as they're either sold or passed on to the next generation, stay on purpose. So that's what we're working on with government on.
Well, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Alessia, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.